This is WUIS. I'm Brian Mackey. I'm a State House reporter for Public Radio and Illinois Issues magazine, where I also write the State of the State column. The focus of my reporting and State of the State is on the effectiveness and culture of Illinois government. One of the areas in which Illinois struggles with effective government is in its prison system, and that owes in large part to political culture. For decades, policymakers enacted greater and greater penalties for lesser and lesser crimes. The phenomenon dates back to the 1970s and 80s, when a rising crime rate nationally led many states, Illinois included, to crack down. Instead of just having Class 1, 2, 3, and 4 felonies, Illinois added Class X. It was the peak of the war on drugs, or rather the war on drug users and dealers, and we went on a prison building spree, with downstate towns competing for the hundreds of good-paying jobs that came with new correctional centers. Yet, despite the boom, Illinois prisons have long been overcrowded. As of January 1st, there were just under 48,800 men and women in Illinois prisons. That's in a system designed to hold just more than 32,000 men and women, 152% of the rated capacity. And that actually understates the problem. 10 prisons are at 200% of capacity. There are reasons to be concerned about this that go beyond humanitarian grounds. In California, where the prison systems were dramatically overcrowded, the federal courts came in and forced the state to start releasing prisoners in order to bring the numbers down. This is not a new problem. Former Governor Jim Thompson convened a task force on prison overcrowding in 1983, and now officials are trying again. Within his first few weeks in office, Governor Bruce Rauner announced he was forming the Illinois State Commission on Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform. He set out an ambitious goal: reduce the prison population by 25% in 10 years. The group recently crowded into a conference room in Springfield for its first meeting, where Rauner thanked them for participating and delivered a brief pep talk. Here's most of it.
And I'm here to tell you, whatever you need, our administration is there for you. We need a transformation of our criminal justice system. It's long overdue, and it's an exciting time. We can start fresh. We can think outside the box. We can actually use data and real information, look at what other communities around America do and around the world, take the best ideas and customize them and make them better here, and come up with our own ways of looking at this challenge in front of us. You know better than I do, the recidivism rate in Illinois is tragically high, and we've got an overcrowded prison system. That has had major management problems and management challenges. And we're not serving the people of the state appropriately. And we are not restoring citizens to productive lives back in the community, anywhere near the level we should. Obviously, we need to keep violent criminals, dangerous criminals, away from the people of our state. That's critical and critical priority. But we've got to go well beyond that, and we're failing on so many of those elements. I'll help you bring in private resources to be a partner with you along with public resources. And this is a chance to think anew and act anew and bring a much better justice system to the effect for the people of Illinois. It's an exciting time. And I'm here simply to say thank you, and I'm all in for you. Anything and everything you need, we'll bend over backwards and try to move mountains for you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your dedication, and look forward to a great result. To begin a transformation. Hopefully, we can achieve a 25% reduction in the prison population within the next 10 years. That's the broad parameter that we've discussed, and I'd love to hear whether you believe that that's realistic. I hope and believe it is. But we need a system that restores our citizens to productive lives and protects our families from crimes.
The commission includes prosecutors, defense attorneys, judges, politicians, and David Olson, a professor of criminology at Loyola University Chicago. I talked to him during a break at the meeting. He says one of the big things policymakers need to think about is why we're sending a given individual to prison.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue is, what's our goal in sending someone to prison? Are we sending them there to be rehabilitated? Are we sending them there because we want to keep them off the street? Are we sending them there for punishment? And the issue becomes, if we're sending someone there for rehabilitation, many people aren't getting rehabilitated. So we're sending the wrong person to prison if we're sending them there for rehabilitation, because they're not going to access rehabilitation. If we're sending them there for punishment, at what point have we achieved punishment? And at what point are we starting to spend a lot of money for little gain from that punishment? And with respect to incarceration, if we want to incarcerate someone because they're a retail thief or they're a drug abuser, Is that really a good use of resources? Is that really who we want to incapacitate in an extremely expensive environment? And we get very little out of it, other than knowing that for that 6 to 9 months, we have that retail thief or drug offender off the streets, but they're released and they have no different outlook on life. They have no skills that are going to allow them to change their behavior. So it really becomes the issue of how do we want to use this most expensive resource? And as the chairman pointed out at the beginning, this is the most significant thing that government can do, and that's take away your liberty. And do we want to use that extremely powerful tool of government, an extremely expensive approach, locking up people that we get very little benefit out of that process? And so it isn't that we shouldn't do something with them, it's that we should do something that's going to clearly have a better impact on all of us in terms of our public safety and their contributions to society.
Of course, any changes recommended by the task force will have to get through the legislature. That came up at the news conference at which Rauner announced his sentencing commission. One of my fellow reporters noted that this issue almost always gets mired in politics because nobody wants to be responsible for letting someone go who then reoffends. The governor deflected in his answer, saying he'd read about mismanagement in an early release program in the Quinn administration. But Rauner's claim about his reading is perhaps a bit too cute. His own campaign sought to exploit the failure of the release program. One television ad attacking Quinn juxtaposed images of prisons with playgrounds.
230 violent criminals, secretly released early by Pat Quinn. Sex offenders, wife beaters, convicted murderers. What happened after Quinn freed them is unthinkable.
Rauner is among the many politicians who've poisoned the political atmosphere that so often suffocates sentencing reform.
The unthinkable didn't have to happen. Now Pat Quinn wants 4 more years?
Even the best-run prisons with the most intelligent programs will occasionally release people who go on to commit other crimes. Sometimes those crimes will be heinous. And when that happens, there will be TV ads that attack the politicians who supported those soft-on-crime policies. So the real question about Rauner's stated goal of changing Illinois' criminal justice system is this. Will he have the political courage to follow through on recommendations that may well come back to bite him in future campaigns? Rauner's 2014 run for governor showed him to be one of the most cautious, close-mouthed politicians Illinois has ever seen. Then again, it's been Republicans who've been leading the charge toward a more rational sentencing scheme in red states such as Georgia, Kentucky, and Texas. A criminologist I've spoken to says Republicans have a reputation for being tough on crime that gives them cover when it comes to depoliticizing sentencing policies, a case of only Nixon could go to China. Could Governor Rauner have the Nixonian fortitude to truly improve Illinois' prison system? Time will tell. I'm Brian Mackey.